doctors doing their residency training at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia want to form a union to negotiate for better working conditions and higher wages to cover their cost of living. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
Dr. Leah Rethy was pregnant during the first year of her internal medicine residency with Penn Medicine and gave birth during her second year.
I worked through my 40th week of pregnancy, really trying to maximize the amount of time I had with my baby after he was born.
Now she's back at work and needs childcare, a lot of childcare. Residents often work long and irregular hours, sometimes as much as 80 hours a week. She says there is childcare affiliated with Penn Medicine, but the waitlist is impossible. And finding her own childcare or a nanny is prohibitively expensive.
The cost of daycare is in a month is about half of my salary in total, and the cost of a nanny is essentially the entirety of my salary.
She says this is not an unusual problem. Residency comes on the heels of at least 8 years of schooling, so it overlaps with childbearing years for a lot of people.
I know a lot of people who've delayed having children, and I also have heard a number of stories of people delaying having children and then ultimately having real challenges getting pregnant because of being older and various factors.
She says this experience led her to support the unionization efforts. She says it's the best way for residents to ask for better working conditions and higher pay, which she says would ultimately lead to better patient care. Here are some of the other issues residents are hoping to change. The upcoming loss of a parking benefit that will lead to an extra cost of $200 a month for parking. The dirty conditions of the rooms for residents who need to stay and work overnight. Penn Medicine did not make anyone available for an interview for this story, but sent a prepared statement. It says in part that they are proud of how they improve resident life and increased salaries to make wages competitive. They also say residents should work directly with administrators through an existing advisory council.
I was the president of this council last year, and I can tell you firsthand that the House Staff Governing Council is extremely limited in what we could accomplish.
Dr. Madison Sharp is an obstetrician and gynecologist in the third year of her residency.
And it was incredibly frustrating to advocate for residents and fellows and not be heard or have our concerns brushed aside or dismissed. And after struggling to advocate on behalf of my colleagues as president and not being listened to, it became clear that a union was the only way to truly advocate for ourselves.
The vast majority of residents and fellows filed a petition to the National Labor Relations Board to unionize with the Committee of Interns and Residents. That union represents resident physicians across the country. The communications director, Sunyata Altenor, has worked with this organization for 10 years. She says there was not always as much interest in unionizing.
Every week we'd have a handful trickle in, and that would be normal in most of the history here.
But starting in 2020, she says they've been getting more than 20 inquiries every week. She says residents who want to unionize say they know the program is supposed to be hard work with long hours, but they want to be treated fairly for the work they put in at a workplace they cannot just choose to leave because it's part of their training.
It's easy to exploit physicians during this time in their career. They're only going to be there for a few years. It's sort of expected that you go through this hard hazing culture and then you come out at the other end an attending physician.
This effort at Penn comes as residents at other hospitals around the country are unionizing as well. Recently, residents at Montefiore Hospital in New York won a union election. And residents at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. just announced they want to unionize as well. Alan Yu, WHYY News.
This disclosure, Penn Medicine, is a sponsor of WHYY.